Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 26, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced it's opposing Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The regulator said the deal could allow Microsoft to take a strong position in the nascent cloud gaming market, that it could undermine innovation. The CMA rejected Microsoft's remedies of providing access to the Call of Duty franchise to various platforms with 10-year deals, saying there are significant risks of disagreement and conflict between the two parties over the course of a deal that long. Microsoft President Brad Smith said it will appeal the decision. The news aggregator Artifact launched a new OpenAI-powered tool that generates article summaries. Artifact claims this will provide high-level points before delving into the article. The feature also supports different styles of summaries, including using emojis, explain like I'm five, and in Gen Z speech. Lenovo bought Motorola back in 2014, and it's now released its first co-branded device a mere 9 years later. The Lenovo ThinkPhone by Motorola, catchy name, is available now for enterprise customers in the U.S. for $699, with an unlocked version coming April 28th. It's got a ThinkPad-like textured fiber back panel and a customizable red side button. It also includes a 1080p OLED 144Hz screen and is mil standard 810H compliant for falls. NVIDIA released Nemo guardrails, an open source toolkit to help make models like GPT-4 accurate, appropriate, on topic, and secure. Guardrails sits between the user and the language model and can be scripted to prevent certain topics or double-check answers for accuracy by asking another LLM. It works with models that follow instructions and use the LangChain framework. Any company can implement guardrails or pay NVIDIA for a hosted version. DJI announced its latest consumer drone, the Mavic 3 Pro, which has a three-camera setup and has a 70mm telephoto camera designed for powerful subject framing. It promises 43 minutes of flight time on a charge, which is 3 minutes less than the standard Mavic 3, and that's without object avoidance on or even shooting video. The Mavic 3 Pro Cine model has Apple ProRes encoding and 1 terabyte of storage on board. The regular Mavic 3 Pro starts at $2,199 with a variety of add-on options, and the Mavic 3 Pro Cine goes all the way up to $4,799. You can order either one of them now, and they ship in May. Social media consultant Matt Navarra spotted a new AI-generated profile picture tool under development in the TikTok app. In its current form, the tool asks you to upload 3 to 10 photos, then select up to 5 different styles. Once those are processed, users can download the photos, set one as an avatar, or post them to your story. In late December, OpenAI applied for a trademark on the term GPT with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO. Last month, the company filed a petition to speed up the process, citing myriad infringements and counterfeit apps using the term. However, the USPTO dismissed the petition, saying OpenAI's attorneys failed to pay all fees and provide required evidence. Sources speaking to TechCrunch indicate that as a result, the trademark process could take 5 months or more. In its fiscal Q4, Microsoft grew revenue 6.7% on the year, beating analyst estimates. Its intelligent cloud revenue was up 16% on the year. Within that, Azure grew revenue 27%. CEO Satya Nadella said Teams grew monthly active users 7% on the quarter to over 300 million. Bing now has over 100 million daily active users, but that didn't stop its more personal computing unit from seeing revenue down 9% in the year, although part of this is due to Windows license revenue down 28%. In Alphabet's Q1 earnings, it grew revenue 3% and beat analyst revenue and earnings estimates. YouTube ad revenue fell 2.6% on the year, and it was the second consecutive quarter of decline. CEO Sundar Pichai said Shorts views increased 66% on the year to over 50 billion daily. And Google Cloud generated its first ever profit after posting a $706 million loss in the same period last year. WhatsApp updated its multi-device feature so that you can use the messaging app on multiple phones running iOS or Android. Previously, it allowed additional access on Android tablets, browsers, or computers. To add a second phone, you launch the app and choose Link to Existing Account, and that generates a QR code that your primary phone scans to link up. Amazon published a retail listing for an unannounced Beats Studio Buds Plus wireless earbud set. They're listed for $169.95 and shipping May 18th. The listing also claims 36 hours of total battery life, larger microphones, and support for spatial audio on iOS and Android. Tile launched a $40 Tile for Cats tracker, offering a modified version of its Tile sticker with a silicone collar attachment. Its battery will last up to 3 years and can track with up to 250-foot range. Users on Reddit noticed that the latest version of Microsoft Bing sends the full URL of all pages visited to bingapis.com. Microsoft told The Verge it's investigating the issue. Developer Rafael Riviera told The Verge this appears to be linked to Bing's creator follow feature, which recently was enabled by default. Toggling off the feature stops the behavior. And finally, the Japanese company iSpace attempted to become the first private company to successfully land on the moon with its Hakuto R Mission 1 lander. However, after losing contact with the lander, the company said there was a high probability that the lander eventually made a hard landing on the moon's surface. The company is examining telemetry data and working to identify a root cause. The company still intends to proceed with two other missions in the next 2 years. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show, what we can do better, and what you love. Send us an email at feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com with the subject line, Daily Tech Headlines. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.